Shalom, Shavua Tov. We're starting a new week. It's the week of Purim Katan. Halavai, we should see big Yeshuas. Unfortunately, we're starting with the service that happened this past Friday. Another two innocent brothers of ours were killed in the middle of the country. David HaMelech has a beautiful pasuk at the end of Mizmor Ayin Gimel. Vani kilvas elikim li toiv, shati b'Hashem elikim machsi, v'saper kol malach oisecho. He's saying three things over here that can be mechazikos on all circumstances. The number one thing he says, that the best thing for me in life is kilvas elikim. In every situation, David HaMelech found Kirvas Elohim. He never felt forsaken. And some of the fortune point out that we would think it should say Kirvas Hashem, Yud Kei Vovke, which is a midas, a chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rachamim. Elohim is a midas adin. He said, Bitoich a midas adin, when things are not going well, when there's pain outside, suffering, li toiv, I'm able to find something good about it. Every situation is good about, because I know that everything out there is for my benefit. Each one of us has our challenges. It could be a parnosa, it could be a health challenge, it could be shiduchim, children, whatever it may be. We all have different things. I'm espalta kodesh bohu to get out of it, but while we're in it, we have to realize it's a time of kilva. Dafkin, the time of tsar, is the closest time. It's a time that Hashem is putting us in a position that we feel, I can't manage by myself, I need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a time of kilva. And that's has that element of the most sweetest and beautiful thing that can happen to a Jew, of feeling closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al tiftuchu min adivim ven adam shein lo teshua, not to put our hopes and rely on human beings, but on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the only one who really is with us in all circumstances. And that's the starting point. David HaMelech is saying, even in a time of Elikim, Mizadin, Kivus Elikim Litoiv, I can find the goodness in it. But I don't want to remain that way. It doesn't mean we have to say, okay, Hashem just wants me to suffer. Shati, Hashem Elikim Achsi. I put I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I put my bitoch in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He will take me out of it. I don't just say, okay, this is the way I have to be. I do put my bitoch in Hashem that, yeah, this Hashem Elikim over here is written with Yud Kei Vovke. It's externally pronounced Elikim, but it's written Yud Kei Vovke. And that's that concept, that even bitoch HaDin, I know that the din is on top of this din, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking over and saying, this is something that has to be done. It's something to bring you closer to me. But I'm here for you to bring you the chesed harachem. This is a way to arouse. Have me arouse my rachem upon you. L'saper kol malach usecho. Malach usecho is the maisim anoiroim v'nifloim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm constantly waiting to be able to say all the wonderful things Hashem is doing for me, and not only waiting for it, but while I'm going through the hard times, I always remind myself of all those wonderful things Hashem has done for us, whether it be as a nation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, taking us out of Mitzrayim, bringing us back to Israel, the Beis HaMikdash, whether in our own personal lives, everybody, wherever we are, we have what we have, so many amazing things in our bodies, in our families, and Hashem's. The Sabbath, Komalos, and Malachos Secho. This is the way David HaMelech sets up how to go through even the trying situations in life. Number one is recognize that yes, there is a midas hadin. I'm not making believe everything is wonderful and sweet, but li toiv, I know it's good for me, and I can find the goodness in it, and I can focus on that and take advantage of it, and use it to bring myself closer to Hashem. And Mamela, I put my machzi, I put my bitochen, I rely totally on Hashem, who's that Kodesh Baruch Hu, with all his chasodim, who was on top of this trying situation, and I know it's from him to bring me closer and to give me the opportunity to be the one to bring the Yeshua. That I'm thinking already now, I'll be Zeichem Yitz Hashem in the future to see the Yeshuas. We always have to be talking that the Yeshua will come. The Yeshua always comes 100%. When? How? We don't know. The Yeshua comes. And also always remind myself of the past, the wonderful things that Hashem has done for me in the past and for Klal Yisrael in the past, to reinforce and mechazik my feeling of bitochen Hashem. Yitz Hashem. We'll use this month, especially this month is a time, month of Adar, to remind ourselves of that situation we had in the time of the Nes Purim. It looked impossible. Klal Yisrael l'hashmid, l'abid, kol ha-Yehudim. And Baruch Hashem, we saw the great Yeshua that brought us closer to Hashem. Ad hayom hazeh, till this day, we're celebrating. We should be zeich to celebrate the Yeshuas and salvations from a present situation.